I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'ma get a scholarship to King's College. I probably should.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Howlin' Wolf Podcast. We're the host podcast hosts. I'm George Dunn, and we're going on. I'm now just basically ripping off Rick and Morty.
Your name was like the douche or something, or was I the douche?
That's
fake radio characters.
Parks and Rec, but yeah.
Baby in the douche.
Or no, that's
Ira in the douche.
Ira in the douche. Yeah. Family Guy's baby dog and the baby douche or something. I don't know.
I don't remember the Family Guy one.
Brian and Stewie.
Well, I gathered it was baby and dog, but I guess we'll have to give that one a second shot, man.
I see what you did there.
I don't.
I totally see
what
it.
What'd I do?
Nothing.
Okay. how are you, Devin? I don't know why I'm talking like that. I'm talking like Dan Harmon right now.
I just
the fascist. Ah!
George, you have to come see this.
I'm doing pretty good. I'm about to go to a baseball game. It's a nice day out.
That's awesome. Where, yeah. Are you going to the Indians?
No, it's my work crew outing. It's something like the Crushers.
Oh, the minor league team. Okay. Cheap beer.
Yeah, and free food. So.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
That's cool. So we'll. Basically, you're going to say you're basically not here. You're just, like, ready to run out the door, and you don't give a fuck about this podcast.
No, fuck this podcast. Fuck The Simpsons.
I get it. I mean, that's pretty much my life, is fuck the podcast and fuck The Simpsons.
Because they take over our lives.
No, I want to fuck them. I love them so much, I want to have sex with them.
How did the one time mostly I don't Maggie. Get a sexual reference.
Maggie.
Oh, wow.
See, now I'm just ripping off County Bang Bang. I don't know what I'm doing.
just doing, yeah.
Yeah.
Weird baby shit.
Yeah.
I'm glad you haven't pulled out the baby voice, though.
You baby.
Don't. Why did they even...
Oh, this intro's going great.
Why did they even mention
I love it? This intro.
What did you do this week? What's going on? What's going
this
on
week,
with you?
This week, not a lot. I mean, like, I... What did I do this week? When it's not involving watching something, not much. You know, like, I watched Rick and Morty. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I did do something, but I'm forgetting. But that's how important everything is in my life now. I'm just like, eh. What did I do? I did nothing. It worked.
Born.
I have a real bullshit schedule at work, so I can't really do anything. Oh, no, I went to the flats for the first time this weekend.
Oh, I did a couple weekends ago, too. What
sucks.
Do you think? It's kind of weird.
It's like going, you know, like the restaurant part of Cedar Point?
Yeah.
Where it's nothing but like shitty themed restaurants.
That's exactly
and everything's
what it felt
incredibly
like.
Expensive. And you're just around people who are just really dressed up for absolutely no reason. Because they think, like, oh, if I spend $10 on parking, obviously it's real classy. Like,
I had never been down there either. It's been like that now for, what, like 4 years?
I mean, like, there was like a Margaritaville and shit down there. So I think that's pretty new.
Maybe
like it's like
three,
a year or two
years.
Old, yeah.
Yeah, it's super weird. I went down there. My cousin's moving to Germany. And so we went down there to send her off. That was her choice. And, I'd never been there. The only bar I went to, we walked around. There's like a weird roundabout and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We went to that piano bar, like that
dueling
piano
bang
bar.
This. Or, Bang This. Big Bang. And
Big
then
Bang.
There, everyone was always wearing Bang This shirts. I actually got a glass in my car.
It says Bang This?
Yeah, because I'm like, you know what? I'm already spending $8 on a fucking beer. Like, I might as well spend an extra $2 to get a glass.
Get a glass.
Like,
oh,
make
totally.
It a little taller.
Gotta have that glass.
Spent $20 on two beers. I was so fucking mad.
I didn't have a bad time there because, I mean, I was around family, and so it was really nice. And my brother actually went up on stage. He, like, asked them to play a song. Like, those guys are making so much money. Like,
it's
ridiculous. Like, there's a cover
just
at the door.
White people. Yeah, you cover fucking Billy Joel, and drunk white people are going to go fucking nuts.
Oh, my God. People were going crazy.
Billy Joel, and friend of the show.
Drinks, Billy Joel, friend of the show. That's right. And then you should have seen these tip jars on stage. They were just, like, these gigantic tip jars. I could see, like, fives and 20s and shit in there. They're making a ton of money. But my brother asks, can I come up and play a song? My cousin's going away. I want to show her that I could play the drums. Can I play in,
drums.
Sit in for a song? And they let him. They charged him $20 to play with them.
Pay to play? I guess, like, if you're downtown, though. Like, I mean, that's, yeah. like...
And my brother only had eight, and they still let him.
That's, I mean, and, hey, good for them.
Yeah, so he went up, he played a Blink-182 song and killed it.
Which one?
The worst one, probably. All I the mean, small things.
You know, in my opinion, they're all the worst ones.
But it was everyone's yeah. favorite in that audience.
Of course it is.
And so he absolutely crushed it, that they were like, stay on stage for one more song, Mason. And
name drop.
Yeah, my brother's Mason. I'm not going to even say the last name because you know it.
First name, free.
Yeah, then he played a killer song after that.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, people dug it?
Oh, yeah. It was like people were going the most wild they'd been going all night.
Did they have a drummer up there before that?
Yeah, they were all switching. They played drum or piano.
It wasn't just they just had a drum set that was just abandoned.
Yeah. But they did pull out a couple guitars for Blink-182 and the Killers.
That's cool.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I feel like Blink-182 on piano would be pretty boring.
Yeah. I
mean, more so than it already is.
Yeah.
But, we have sitting next to us very quietly and politely listening to this riveting conversation.
Oh, so riveting.
So riveting. It's Rosie the Riveting. That's the best I got right now. We have Michelle Brittany. She's coming on today to talk about the later season Simpsons episodes, which we'll get into one of the selections where I'm like, I don't know if that's a later season, especially since we're almost at 30, but we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
How are you?
I am doing very well. I've been here the whole time.
The whole time.
You heard all of that?
I heard all of that conversation.
She was asleep for most of it, to be honest.
Just drinking my beer and burping off mic. It's fine.
Professional.
So that's me.
It's usually my job.
That's my job. My job. I hate our podcast.
No, you're not the only one.
So how are your burps going?
They're great. Thank
That's
you for
good.
Asking.
That's very good.
Thanks for coming.
How was your week? Did you do anything fun? Did you have any crazy, exciting adventures?
Haven't had too many crazy, exciting adventures. Just some travel to my mom's farm over the weekend. Had a bonfire. That was fun.
Yeah, I saw you went to Grandpa's Cheese Barn.
I did. I spent all of my money on cheese. I was cheese broke.
I'm cheese rich. I got that cheese money.
Yeah. So I,
stacked that cheese.
You know.
It's like a rapper.
That's a real rap song.
Oh, is it a thing? Yeah. Oh, I guess that makes sense.
But what kind of farm does your mom have?
She's got a horse farm with some chickens and a big old garden.
The word horse farm sounds weird to me. I don't think of farming horses.
I mean, it's land, and she rides horses, and she keeps horses there.
I mean,
it's a horse farm.
It makes sense. When I think farm, though, I usually think sort of livestock that's used to create food. Mm. You know, where I'm not eating a horse.
Not
maybe
always.
Some people will.
We probably have. Well,
should we get a second shot of horse meat?
No, should not. Terrible.
Apparently, it doesn't like. Apparently, Taco Bell, being the apparently kid, didn't they say Taco Bell had some horse meat in there for a second?
Not in America. There was no horse meat sold in America, but that whole couple years ago, that whole horse meat controversy.
Aldi's, right?
Aldi in UK was selling horse meat,
yeah.
Mislabeled as ground beef, yeah, stuff like that. But the sale of horse meat as food is illegal in the United States. Fun fact. At least it was the last time I checked. But what people do is they end up selling their horses at slaughter, or, you know, their horses are sold at slaughter. Sometimes they don't even know. And
it's so gross.
Then they pack the horses up in a trailer and move them over to Canada. And then from
horses
Canada, they go to Europe and as food.
Oh my gosh!
Delicious.
Is that what they do
horse
with
meat.
like all of Seabiscuit's relatives when they break their leg and just
no.
send them across seas?
Just glue.
Just glue.
Just glue for those.
Just glue and delicious pepperoni
and gelatin. Jello is made out of horse hooves.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why when I was a vegetarian, I was very conflicted about eating Skittles and Jello because there's gelatin in Skittles.
So we do eat horse
in a sense,
in a very minimal.
Horse byproduct.
I mean, yeah, we also technically eat bugs. Legally, we're allowed to.
I used to eat glue. So, no, I didn't eat glue, but I would
skipping the middleman on that one. Just basically, you can't pickle a horse foot, so you're just I'll just eat some glue. I don't know why pickle came to my mind.
Like, pickled horse feet. I prefer them baked myself.
Yeah, we all do. Yeah, we are going to be watching some Simpsons momentarily. So what episodes did you choose, Michelle? Let's get into it real quick before we go.
Let's see. I picked, I can't off the top of my head
recall. Or we can just go get the list when we come back.
Yeah, seasons and episodes. But I did, what did I get? Trilogy of Errors.
Season 12.
I'm sure that's the one you're going to argue is not later seasons.
Yeah, we'll talk about
but
it. Threw me off a little bit.
What's the other one? Was, Holidays of Future Past.
Mm-hmm. And then Bart Hood.
And then Bart Hood.
Yeah. So let's go watch those real quick. By real quick, I mean, 60 minutes collectively, maybe 65.
Somewhere around there.
You know, with some breaks, some potty breaks in there.
Yeah.
And we'll be back.
Bye.
Hi, and we're back. We're listening to Chopin's Second Shot by George Dunn.
Chopin, but name five more.
The time is
five more Chopins?
PM.
Yes. Besides George Dunn's Second Shot.
Beth Dovin. Freud. Stacy Keach. RoboCop.
Skrillex.
No, he was. His name is Sonny Moore.
Oh, yeah.
Please get it right. Sorry. He's in From First to Last.
Sorry.
And Chad Kroeger from Nickelback.
Perfect. Those
are my favorite Chopin songs.
I don't know if that was exactly five or not, but
that's around that. We'll find out. So yes, we just listened to Chopin.
we did it.
So we're gonna be
we did not.
Fake.
You're just a big old liar.
Spreading lies through the media. We got to be
I'm
better than
the
that.
Truth.
This is fake news.
This is not fake,
totally
news.
Fake news.
It's totally
man.
Fake news.
I am the Breitbart of the show. It's all truth. It's all real.
And before the break, you said we were about to watch The Simpsons. Guess
what's
what?
That?
We were already watching Simpsons our entire lives.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is some Inception shit.
I don't know. All I know is that you're fake
news. Interstellar. That's that one. That's the time one. They're all time ones, but yeah. I don't know what's wrong with me today.
Just need to get a couple more beers in you first.
Yeah, apparently. Or less. I don't know.
More.
But yeah, we watched three episodes of The Simpsons, later season, which I'll just say it right now, 12th season isn't the latest later season.
See, I
would say
so
15
many
and after.
People, so many people would disagree with you there.
Oh, no, that's definitely, 9 is where people jump off.
Yeah.
9 or 10 is usually where they jump off. So I understand your logic.
Mr. Plow is even kind of pushing it as far as seasons go.
Was that 8?
Season 8, I believe seven. It's maybe somewhere, it's right around there. It might be 7, somewhere around 7 or 8.
Yeah.
But that's, in my opinion, one of the better seasons. People kind of consider, at least I thought, like you said, about season 9, the jumping off point. Mm-hmm. It's where Simpsons jumped the shark, man.
I mean, that's fair. I mean, if we're going to have that conversation, that's where my line in the sand is.
Mm-hmm.
Like season 15, I think, was the last season with Swartzwelder.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really kind of where I draw it. Because, I mean, they have like the episode where they go to England and shit, and it's just like, and that's a Swartzwelder episode where it's like, it's funny, but it's bad, you know, like, but I mean, I'm the type of person who will defend the show up until like season 18,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think there's like good stuff until even in 18, I think is the one where there's a 24 episode, which is pretty good. But we'll try and go in order in terms of chronology. So the first episode you chose, let me see if I can find it. Trilogy of Error.
Yes.
It's a season 12 episode something, like 8 or
18,
something.
18, I think.
18.
Yeah.
So this is the one where it tells different perspectives of the same day between Homer, Bart, and Lisa, right?
Yes.
So why did you choose this one?
So basically, I looked at a list of the best rated episodes from beginning to end,
oh, so
and
cheated.
The worst rated episodes. Well, I did research. I didn't cheat. I did
just
research.
Statistics.
I looked
cheating.
Into
fake
it.
News.
I looked into it. So there are six hundred and something episodes of The Simpsons. How am I going to pull out like out of 400 and something
You'd
episodes
like
considered late season?
Yeah, more research.
More research. And then you're like, you want to come record next week? And I was like, fuck.
Watch all 600 in a week.
It's kind of like me too. I was like, before we do that Simpsons episode, like I knew we were going to do one from the beginning. I was like, before we do that one, I need to like catch up on my Simpsons. Because I watched it a lot, but I can't really like recall episodes or seasons or I like if I turn an episode on, I'll remember if I've seen it or not. But I did not. I found myself last week. I was just like, oh, damn, I haven't watched any Simpsons and I got to talk about this in an in-depth manner. And
well, like Trilogy of Error was one that one was on a lot during syndication. Like when I was growing up, like the episodes of the show that I loved or that I watched the most were like anywhere from season 9 to season like 15 or so. Okay. That's what was in syndication. Plus there was like live stuff, but I wasn't really watching new stuff at the time. Sometimes, but when it was available.
Yeah, it was on like every day after school. I would walk home from school and it was on at 5 p.m. and I would watch two episodes of The Simpsons at 5 and 5:30 every single day of my life.
Simpsons and King of the Hill, and then it went into like Jeopardy and then like the primetime shows.
The one I remember was, it was Simpsons and That 70s Show.
Yeah.
That was the double feature, like two episodes of each one. I don't remember a King of the Hill one, but I would fucking love that.
I'm not from here. I grew up in Columbus, so probably had a different lineup on our Fox affiliate, but I think it was like Friends and The Simpsons every night.
Friends was there too, yeah.
Yeah. So I got my notes out here. The rating that this episode got was an 8.6.
Is this on IMDb or what is the?
Yeah,
or is this a Nielsen rating?
That
seems a very high rating.
Yeah, these are according to IMDb, the highest and lowest rated episode of each season. So this was the highest rated episode of season 12.
Okay, that makes sense.
And
let me see if I can. I have to look some stuff up too. But this is the episode with like Linguo. The episode where Marge accidentally cuts off Homer's thumb because he keeps grabbing brownies.
Milhouse and Bart get into that firework smuggling ring.
Chinese sky candy.
There's some really funny moments in this episode. I really. Like, this was a one that always stuck in my brain. I always forgot it was called Trilogy of Error.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird name. But, I mean, I would walk around my house and say, son of a diddly, to my mom or to whoever as much as I could. Like, there's some really good stuff in this episode. What did you think, Devin, overall? Or like, in general, like, I guess let's get into your opinion on later season Simpsons in general before we, let's back up a little.
So... I don't know. I would more agree with you later seasons, like after 15, like, and I don't know. I stopped watching it a lot, like new episodes, but every now and again I'd turn one on, like, the past like 4 or 5 years, especially, I'd randomly turn them on Hulu to see if there was something funny on,
mm-hmm.
or I'd watch a show and it would come on next in the queue on Hulu. And, there was a few that I remember being really funny that I enjoyed watching. Like, there was a Burning Man one, I think, from, like, 2 years ago.
I vaguely remember that one. The thing with, like, new seasons is they don't stick.
Yeah.
Very rarely do they stick now.
I remember, like, that one and, like, the crossover episodes they did.
The Futurama one?
And, yeah.
Simpsorama.
Yeah.
That
was the highest rated episode of season 26.
I mean, that makes sense. There's really not much... I mean, they made a big deal out of that. I don't think that was a very good episode.
There was a Family Guy one, too, wasn't there?
A Family Guy one, but it was actually technically a Family Guy episode.
See, I hate Family Guy.
I do, too. It was a really...
I really hate Family Guy. I don't laugh. Especially, I mean, maybe a couple years ago, it was a couple like, oh, that's a funny reference to a pop culture thing that I understand. But now, like, I don't think I even crack a smile watching Family Guy. It's just garbage.
It's rough. Like, I mean...
That's how I feel about, like, that and The Simpsons now. Like, it just feels like they're so formulaic and the soul has just been sucked out of it and all the heart. Mm-hmm. Every now and again...
That's part of my argument is that... Yeah. when people say that, hey, the Simpsons really jumped the shark after this year or this season, I always say, like, well, it didn't have anything to compete with up until that season. And the reason that we get these, like the episode that we'll talk about later, like Bart Hood, you get these flashback, flash forward episodes where they kind of like retcon things that happened before because they're trying to bring like a fresh perspective to the show. Mm-hmm. But I think that for a while, it's not that The Simpsons got worse, but the humor changed in a way to kind of compete with like that stupid dickbag humor of Family Guy that I think is.
There definitely was a lot of that. Season 12 was the last season with like Mike Scully as a showrunner. Mm-hmm. Season 13 is when Al Jean came on, and he's been running the show ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And arguably, I think he's the worst thing to happen to the show, in my opinion. He's very, if you look, like, I'm that fucking weirdo who listens to the commentary on every episode because they have commentary on every episode. And they'll talk about, like, you'll listen to their commentary and they'll talk about how hilarious a random plot twist was. The fact that there's nothing, it comes out of nowhere for absolutely no reason, and they love it. And I think that's they're playing to their worst desires in terms of storytelling. And it kind of plays into Family Guy because of how random
mm-hmm.
Family Guy gets. And it's really frustrating because I think season 13 is, Family Guy was on. I think it might have been already canceled, but Family Guy had already existed by that point. Because that's what, 2001, I believe.
Okay, yeah. Family Guy was 99, I think.
Something like that, yeah. But back to the episode, like, so in season 12, you chose Trilogy of Error, but in season 12, I'm just looking at, like, what else was this season. So, not a great episode, but the computer wore Menace shoes, which is the one where Homer creates a website as Mr. X.
Mm-hmm.
That one's okay. The episode Homer, where they find out he has a crayon in his brain.
That's another.
And that's why
one.
He was dumb. I honestly think I might put that in my top 10. But then it also has Tennis the Menace, the one where they have a tennis court in their backyard, which is probably one of the worst.
One of the worst.
And New Kids on the Block with NSYNC. That episode. Oh boy. But yeah, I mean, Trilogy of Error, followed by We're Going to Praise Land, or I'm Going to Praise Land. Oh boy. Yeah, I mean, this is a mixed bag of a season, but I like this episode. I feel like more nostalgically. I think it's funny. And I think that's really what you can gather.
I think Linguo, it's got a lot
the
of
Linguo
your,
stuff's great.
The Linguo stuff is great. It's got all your favorite characters. It's got Marge stealing McBain's car. When does Marge ever do stuff like that? And when does she cut, like, she cut off Homer's thumb? Like, this episode is so outlandish.
It's
just so, like, there's blood on the brownies,
the
and then,
pickle,
like,
the pickled
egg dog steals
dog
it, and it flies into Ned Flanders' house, and it lands on, was it Rod or Todd? I don't remember who was playing
track.
With the train. It, like, landed, and then Homer just squashes it with his foot.
This one was a little, like, edgier, especially for the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, had a lot of the blood, but then, like, Homer just shouting, what the hell? Like, I mean, it wasn't really done as much on the show. I mean, it mm-hmm. happened, you know, and they'd say ass, and they'd swear a little bit, but it was very light compared to this episode.
Mm-hmm.
But it also has that Frankie Muniz thing, which is weird.
Yeah.
Like, Lisa in the West Springfield, which didn't make any sense.
Well, I think that's part of the whole later seasons. They tried to, like, squeeze in guest stars whenever they could, and yeah. I'm guessing what year was season 12.
I want to say 2001, 2000.
Yeah, 2000. So that's like heyday of Malcolm in the Middle or, mm-hmm. you know, like toward the beginning when they were really huge. So
that's
Frankie
my favorite
Muniz
thing.
Was a big old star.
I mean, Frankie
and they
Muniz
were trying
cool.
to get people to guest star on the show so more people would watch, I think, because they were feeling like they needed to overcompensate. To
I love how
compete.
Poorly they handle guest stars sometimes. Where they're like, I want to make a supercut of every time a celebrity comes on and then one of the characters goes, Aerosmith! just flat out says who it is.
Have the Rolling Stones killed. But, sir.
There's a lot, like, oh, the French teacher, when all the kids are laughing at Lisa, and he's like, en français. <They're> like, oh. There's some really funny stuff in it. I mean, yeah, this is a good one.
It seems like almost every kind of, like, comedy show like this, they'll do an episode like that where it's, like, this roundabout, oh, now let's go back to the beginning of the day and go with this person's story. And it's interesting every time, like, but it's a total just, like, easy, like, tool to use, like, a trope that's used a lot.
It's especially with a show that, I mean, even in your 12th season, you kind of run out of ideas after a while.
Yeah.
And you're just like, hey, let's just do a what-if episode.
And they kept on going for another 14 seasons after that.
I was going to say, though, I feel like you kind of cheated a little bit because all of these are what-if episodes. I think Trilogy of Error is probably the least what-if-y. But, I mean, Bart Hood and...
It's not what-if-y. It's just it goes... It's, like, different point of views throughout the episode.
It's narrative changing.
Yeah, the other two, the Holidays of Future Past and Bart Hood, when I sent you the list, I didn't really realize that they were both, like... They were both even Christmas intro episodes, which I didn't realize until I watched Bart Hood earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not cheating. It's just
I
picked the highest rated episodes of each season because I, you know, I had 400 and something episodes to choose from. I don't know.
Or if
you
are a real fan, you just know off the top of your head like me. But whatever, it's not a big deal.
Sure.
You guys are just fake posers. It's fine.
I don't think there has been an episode of The Simpsons that I have disliked.
Lisa Goes Gaga.
All right, that's I was gonna say, except for the one with Lady Gaga, because
even the Elon Musk one was pretty bad.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Not as
I think, bad, like I said, I have not even cracked a smile watching Family Guy within the last few seasons. At least I still enjoy The Simpsons. I don't give a shit if I never watch another Family Guy episode.
I mean,
but
there,
I would
moments.
Never like. I'm gonna continue watching The Simpsons as long as it's on television.
That's where I'm at too. I'll even just have it on the background just to be like, yeah, I saw it. You know, like there are moments that are enough to justify me continuing. But then there are some episodes where you're just like, holy, their first hour long episode is a Great Gatsby parody.
I liked that one.
Really?
Yes, I did.
Oh boy, where Mr. Burns becomes like a rap producer?
Well, that
that's rough. I mean, teach their own. That's a real rough episode.
It was two separate episodes. It was a two-parter, which was kind of different for The Simpsons. It was just they were on back to back, but they are technically two separate.
If you watch
episodes.
It on Hulu, it's just one episode.
Is it?
I think so. I remember watching it and being like, "This is really long." Either that or this episode's really slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh shit, this is a 40-minute episode. Like, it's just weird. Like, I mean, I like the fact that they're mixing it up a little bit. Like the Lego episode, surprisingly good. I thought it was fun, not great. Like anytime
I should have brought my Simpsons Legos. I almost did.
Who do you have?
I have a lot of people. I have the whole family. I think I have the whole Christmas family as well. No, I might only have the Christmas. Like church clothes, Homer.
Mm-hmm.
But I have Ralph, I have Itchy and Scratchy, I have almost everybody.
Who do I have? I have Apu, Ralph, Bart, Milhouse maybe? I don't know if I have Milhouse. This is riveting. Everybody loves this.
So how about this? How about I posit this question, which is, do you think quality of The Simpsons went down when Futurama came out?
I was just thinking that. I think that's a thing, like, I say yes, because you're focusing more attention and using quality jokes that you could have been using for Simpsons in some sense. Obviously, Futurama opens up a whole other door of jokes you're able to use, but...
You've got the Harvard writers versus the MIT writers, the science jokes versus the literature jokes.
And I was just watching Parks and Rec with my brother. Like, it was the same thing. Like, once that started, a lot of the Office writers left the Office to go to Parks and Rec. Office suffered, Parks and Rec shone. And I don't know. I definitely think it got worse after Futurama. I'm a big Futurama fan. I'm almost even more.
We are all former guests of Slurmcast. Check it out.
Yeah.
Check out our episodes. I think I was in.
I have many strong opinions on Futurama.
Hit me up.
I was going to say, I'm almost a bigger fan of Futurama than I am of The Simpsons.
Well, you're not.
I don't know if that's blasphemous.
It is blasphemous. You're not allowed in my house anymore, but that's fine.
It's the one that connected to me because I'm very futuristic. I like spaceships, and there's a black guy that I like more than The Simpsons black guy.
It's true. It's less racist. Mostly. Not by much, but it's a little racist.
A little less.
I mean, people aren't really like, Jamaican rights now.
Well, Hermes wasn't even supposed to be Jamaican until Phil Lamar was like screwing around one day when they were starting the show.
Kept and talking about man witches.
Was doing a Jamaican accent, and they were like, no, keep doing that. Like, Hermes' name, I think, was Dexter.
Oh,
and
really?
He was just not Jamaican, and then it kind of came about from
Jamaican me
there,
crazy. Thank you. That's the end of the podcast. Thank you.
That was great.
My man witch! I don't know if there's a direct... Well, there's definitely a correlation only because David S. Cohen was one of the better writers of The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
And when he moved over to Futurama, it suffered in that sense. Like, he was really good at, like, writing that, balancing the smart political satire with just really dumb jokes. He did, is it Homer versus Apu? The one where Apu's getting deported? That one was like, we're here, we're queer. We don't want any more bears. I don't think it's necessarily because of that. I think it was just Simpsons started to suck. You know, like it was not doing as well. It wasn't. And then Futurama came out and they're like, oh, some good writers here. And it's like kind of has the same spirit, but it's not the same show.
It got, I think Futurama was too smart for the Simpsons audience. And that's why it didn't have the same staying power as The Simpsons does. I think even to this day, The Simpsons has more of a broad audience. Like their demographic is like everyone.
You don't go to Spencer's Gifts and see a Futurama shirt of Fry as the cover of The Sopranos, like you do with Homer. You don't see those gangster Popeye versions of Futurama like you do The Simpsons.
There's just there's a Simpsons everything Simpsons.
Well, yeah, they merchandise the fuck out of it. I mean, they're kind of getting that way with Futurama because they realize people buy it.
People want to watch Futurama. I think that was the whole idea with them coming out of that Worlds of Tomorrow, coming out with the Worlds of Tomorrow game was, hey, people are actually watching this show that we don't make anymore. Let's make money off of it somehow.
Yeah,
like. I don't know if we should put it back on TV, but let's charge people $4.99 to buy slices of pizza to throw at aliens.
When you strike gold, you might as well keep fucking mining it. I mean, you have the great cast with characters that work that people like. Why not fucking keep going with it? Like The Simpsons.
Like The Simpsons, and that's my point.
Go fucking 30 years with it. Might as well keep going.
They will keep going until, like, Matt Groening dies, probably.
Show coming out next.
That one on Netflix, the adult.
Eric Andre, right?
Eric Andre.
Oh, is he in it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I think Abby from Broad City.
Oh, you're right. It is either Abby or Alana.
Yeah.
My mic stand just fell off. Cool.
Awesome.
Brave shit.
Are you okay?
I think I'll survive.
We just want to make sure. There's a lot of stuntmen that die on podcasts every day. So
God bless them. I will not stand during the Pledge of Allegiance for them, but it's fine.
George is brave enough to do his own podcast stunts.
It's true. So. Well, let's get into the next episode. Holidays of Future.
Speaking of Futurama.
Ooh, Future.
This episode did have a lot of that 3D art. Oh, this was so season much. 23.
Mm-hmm. Episode
9?
9, yes.
Yeah. So this one did have that 3D spacey looking Futurama art.
Kevin Spacey art.
So for people who either haven't seen this episode or haven't seen it in a long time, it's a Christmas episode. Bart's got kids, Lisa's got a daughter, and she's married to Milhouse.
I like that it fast forwards through all of Lisa's relationships too, and like she becomes polyamorous.
Yeah, she's lesbian. But there's a lesbian, then there was lesbian polyamory, and then there's Milhouse.
And then Milhouse.
But then she wears a burqa. Milhouse also, right?
Maggie is the voice of a generation.
She's like a rock star.
She's a rock star, and then she gets pregnant and they tell her like you can't speak the rest of your voice for the rest of your pregnancy.
This was a surprisingly funny episode. Like, I was like, I'd seen this episode, but I always forget about this episode. This one was, I just like sat down and watched it this morning. I was just like laughing.
Yeah, this one is one of my later season favorites. When Bart and Lisa are sitting in the treehouse and she says, do you think I should have married Nelson? Because we still talk on the phone. And he says, Nelson still calls you? And Lisa's just drunk, and she goes, well, someone calls someone.
And then they show a picture of Nelson and how just fucking gross he is. Like, just doesn't shave. He looks like he just got out of a fucking, like garage. Oh, it's so gross. I feel so bad for Lisa. Lisa, she's always been the character I've liked the most, the family. I know that's a pretty unpopular opinion.
Oh, no, I'm a Lisa. I'm in real life Lisa a Lisa. Rules.
Okay, well, it's not an unpopular opinion. Go fuck me then. No, but I've always felt bad. Like, my favorite episode of the entire series is Lisa's Wedding, which is a what-if episode.
Another what-if.
Season six. The best season, in my opinion.
This is a good one.
But yeah, I there's something about, like, especially Lisa Homer episodes really strike a chord with me.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of these are closer to Bart Homer episodes. I think Trilogy of Error is probably the least. There's no, the dynamic goes all around, but both of these are Bart and Homer episodes after that. Or in Bart Hood, it's a Bart and Lisa episode to an extent. That's all of them.
It's a little bit of Bart Homer, yeah. Bart Lisa.
Yeah. But I mean, like, there's something about Lisa that's just so sad to me that it just really, like, I connect to in these, especially in episodes like this. Like, this one probably less so than something like Lisa's Wedding, where it's just like you get just the torment she's going through. She's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, they're fucking terrible people, but they're my family and I love them. Whereas this one, it's just like, I want my kid to like me. Like, I'm just trying to be the best person I can and not invade her privacy. And it's like, I get that. I don't have a kid, but I get that. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's the thing that I feel most of all is missing from later season episodes is its humanity. Like, it used to be so, I mean, it was always really goofy and crazy, but, like, it would bring these moments, these nuggets of just, like,
life lessons.
Not even life lessons, just,
lessons,
like,
in these.
Real
especially
life.
In Bart Hood, I think there are some.
Oh, Bart Hood.
Bart Hood is all life lessons.
Yeah, we'll get into Bart Hood in a minute, but, yeah, there's just, like, an honesty to a lot of these episodes. That's what, I'm a sucker for, like, the sappy ones, though. Mm-hmm. Like, Marge Be Not Proud and you know, like the Bone Storm one. You know, like I like those ones. So you picked the right one for me on this one. What do you think, Devin?
I also really enjoyed this one. There's a ton of funny moments in it. When they're up in the treehouse and she's like, how do we get down? And the tree
the tree bends over.
See, that's the random stuff. That's where random
our
stuff works.
Our sentience was a
funny
secret for thousands of years, and then some pine had to open his mouth.
Some sappy pine.
Some sappy pine.
But yeah, there was a lot of really funny moments. I thought there was a District 9, District 10.
I laughed at that too. Yeah, I was like, so good. I watched that. And I'm like, why am I not rolling my eyes? Usually I would fucking hate this, but it was really funny to me.
That's like right up my alley. And then the other really funny one was like when Marge drives Maggie to the hospital to have the kid,
mm-hmm.
and lady at the desk was like, "There's no room at the inn." Patient facility.
We do have some room in the manger. I mean, manger wing,
yeah.
There's a lot of good puns in this one. What else was there? There was some good stuff. Like Milhouse wearing a burqa because he goes to Michigan State.
Well,
because
Michigan is still under Sharia law.
This was a really good one. And this is, like, really later Simpsons. So, like, mm-hmm. I feel like it's the same thing with, like, we're talking with Family Guy. There's some really... There's episodes now and again that I know are going to be good. if they have the right setup, and we'll have some heart and good moments. But I really like this one, though, too, just because of all the Futurama ties. Like, they legitimately had, like, the cryo chambers at the end. Mm-hmm. And just, like, seeing all the futuristic jokes, like Marge.
I'm surprised they didn't sneak, like, Fry or someone in there.
Right, yeah, they totally could have. Like, when Marge was making, what was she making?
The cookies. The cookies. There's, like, ship. The pill, and the she pill. Drops water on the pill, and you expect it's, it to be a cookie, but then it's just, like, the recipe for recipe. Cookies. Yeah.
And then she has a laser cookie cutter.
Yeah.
And then cuts a cookie cutter Christmas tree out of her hair. yeah, there's some really good, like, there's something else that I'm blanking on now. I don't know.
Well, the whole should've
took notes.
Homer with Bart's kids, they were doing the... Royal Tenenbaums. That was a reference to the Royal Tenenbaums when the father character is taking out Ben Stiller's kids and they play that "Me and Julio down by the schoolyard." Mm. That's like a straight reference from the Royal Tenenbaums. Yeah. But yeah.
I like that Bart lives, there's like apartment buildings in the school now. He literally lives at school.
You're 2 weeks late on rent. Not to mention that geography report from 30 years ago.
Don't make me evict you.
No, he says, you'll be expelled. Do you mean evicted? Oh,
right. He just walks out.
I like all these future episodes always, I usually kind of am like tired of them trying to shoehorn in Grandpa somewhere.
Yeah.
But like the cryostasis thing was like, all right, I get it. And like Homer just kind of fast forwarding through his,
yeah,
his
that was me.
Like,
you no good, worthless. Father Freezer.
It's cheaper than an old folks home. Oh, that was it. When, what was her name? Zia?
Yeah, Zia.
When Zia first plugs into the internet and just her, like, the way she looks, where she's like, ugh, just like drops face first. She like rolls her eyes back into her head. Like, that was really funny to me.
When they were talking about Zia and Lisa and Milhouse are talking about the genetic makeup of Zia. Like, Milhouse says, oh, they used all the best genes, which means none of mine. She says, well, you drove me to the clinic.
This has to be a terrible time of year for people allergic to holly and mistletoe and the red parts of red candy canes.
I would, like, their obsession with pairing Milhouse and Lisa just furthers my point of how sad Lisa's life is. Like, she's obviously, like, destined to be with him, but she absolutely should not be. Like, she deserves so much more. I think we all do. Mm. I think that's what we're talking about.
I think that's life. See, yeah. Simpsons,
that's why we started this
life.
Podcast. We just deserve more.
Simpsons is life.
This podcast is our Milhouse.
Millpool. What's your favorite quote? Well, let's move on to Barthood, unless you guys have... I almost said Boyhood. Unless you guys have anything else to say about this one. Overall, I like this one, you know. But, Barthood. So that was season 27, episode
yes.
something or another.
I think that was also episode 9.
Yeah, that's good enough for me. So why Barthood?
Other
than obviously it was the highest rating.
Okay, so this one I already knew I was going to pick. This one had nothing to do with the coincidence that it just happened to be the highest rated episode of that season. So when this one aired, this was just like from Christmas 2015. Mm-hmm. So less than 2 years ago.
I think it was its return after Christmas break.
Mm-hmm. So this one I very distinctly remembered watching when it aired on television, and I was like, this is like one of the most like emotionally jarring, groundbreaking episodes of The Simpsons in a while. Like, I'm going to remember this one because this was different. This one was a lot different than the entire rest of the season. This one, life lessons.
Big time.
Big time life lessons in this one about like growing up, about family. And it was just, like I said, a lot different than, you know, fucking masturbation jokes on Family Guy.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
that's it. I don't know. It was smart. It was funny. It was sad. I felt all of the feelings. So that's why I picked this one. Another one of my favorite, mm-hmm. more recent episodes, for sure.
What do you think, Devin?
I've never even seen Boyhood.
And oh, really?
I've heard a lot of good things. I knew the premise of it and everything.
That's solid.
So I didn't even think of that when I was reading like the title, like Bart Hood. I was like, oh, and shit. And then it opened and like it flashed the title in that Boyhood font.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, I'm in for something good here. Like you could just tell it's going to be good from the beginning. And like it was amazing seeing like just this, the story of a relationship between a father and son. And like I would say like probably... I related to a lot of it, although I maybe wasn't on the Bart side of being like outdone by my sibling all the time. Because I was the winner.
Obviously. He could drum to Blink-182, but that's it.
He's also my younger brother, and he just bought a house.
Idiot.
I'm like, dang it.
In this market? What a fucking dummy.
He's going to be rich. I don't know. There was a lot of just great moments that brought me back to times in my life of being like, cause like my parents got a divorce. And, so there were moments where like, you know, dad wasn't always around. Mm-hmm. And, so there's definitely, it poked me in that, relationship. Poked me in that soft spot. Yeah.
I actually, my parents just got divorced. A week ago today.
Oh, shit.
Officially divorced.
Oh, wow.
Like
that sucks.
Finalized. Well, it's life. Things
like
happen.
A long time coming.
But like, not really.
No,
it was kind
surprise.
Of maybe. It's been in the works for like the last year. Yeah. He moved out at like Christmas last year.
Gosh.
So
oh, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I'm not. I'm don't really
be
happy.
Sorry.
Monogamy is a social construct.
That's right.
I'm also 24. An only child, so I didn't have much experience with that whole like sibling rivalry thing because I was the only one. And up until, like I said, like a year ago, let's say, my parents were still married and had been married for like 29 years, 30 years almost. Wow. So I watching it again before recording this, I was like, oh, I kind of feel a little bit differently about this. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Yeah, I can't imagine. My parents got divorced when I was like 11 or 12. And The Simpsons was a big part of helping me get through it because I was able to, you know, relate bad families. But, I mean, like, I wasn't, well, I guess I would relate to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
But then I would be like, oh, why can't I have that kind of thing? Depending on the episode.
We could also just escape.
Yeah, and it was escapism at the same point. Like, when I was a kid, it was funny. And then, you know, as I grew older, I'm like, oh, this is why I really connect with this thing. But I don't even imagine... I can't even imagine watching The Simpsons from the perspective of having a quote-unquote regular family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where, like, mom and dad are together and blah, 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 and relatively happy. I mean... Who knows what's under the surface, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, I mean, like, the perspective from there is just entirely different for me. What was it like? I mean, like, you know.
What's it like?
I mean, obviously, what's it like to be happy when you're a kid?
Well, see, I was an only child, but it wasn't, like, a normal only child that, you know, the whole stereotype of only children is like, hey, you get everything you
mm-hmm.
want. Not true. My parents were 22 when I was born, and my dad is a musician. My mom's a teacher, so we were not rich.
Not rich.
Definitely
no.
Poor.
Her dad's Dave Grohl. She's lying.
No, my dad is not Dave Grohl. My dad pretends to be Paul McCartney.
I'm sorry, Cole Dave.
My dad is actually a Paul McCartney tribute artist.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Like a poo.
So he plays in bands and dresses up like Paul McCartney. So
awesome. How do you dress up like Paul McCartney? Doesn't he just wear like t-shirt
hey,
and jeans mostly?
He's got
like,
a look.
Throughout the years, there's different looks. You know, there's
Paul
like,
McCartney and wings.
There's Paul McCartney and wings. There's
just literally
Beatles
wearing wings.
Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the Beatles thing. I guess that makes sense.
And like
in suit and
yeah,
mop top.
They used to wear
bearded
like
Paul.
Those large white wigs and red coats.
I think you're thinking of the British.
Yeah, Paul McCartney.
Oh, right, you're right. Yeah. I forgot. Sorry. I forgot he was part of the War
yeah.
of 1812. Is that the right war?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No,
Revolutionary War, it's the same thing.
Give you a second shot on history, George.
Shoot me now.
It'll take a while.
Oh, so yeah, what was it like? I was always very lonely. And I hope my mom doesn't listen to this.
Join the club.
I was like a very sad, lonely child. Like I was kind of torn between my parents, who liked two very different things, and they both wanted me to do their hobby. So I grew up riding horses because my grandmother had horses, and my mom rode when she was a kid, and we would drive like an hour out and an hour home every other day to my grandmother's house so that my mom could take care of my grandma's horses. But we lived in a shitty neighborhood,
like
in a piece of shit house.
Barthood. Instead of horses, it's a car. Mm. Mm.
So there was that on, there was me doing that on one side. And then my dad was totally the indoorsy. We don't know. I don't know shit about sports. I don't know how baseball works. I don't know how football works. I don't know how basketball works.
You throw a ball and then stuff happens.
I don't know any of the rules. Yeah. I don't fucking get it. I don't understand why people like it, because it was like, you are outside or you are in the basement playing bass guitar. Like, I learned how to play bass and I was either like inside playing bass or I was outside riding a horse, and I was either with mom or with dad, or like I didn't really have friends. And that was part of the reason why I'm from Columbus. I moved to Cleveland because when I went to college, I met people that lived up here and I became friends with people that lived up here. And I was like, hey, I don't like anyone where I live. So, I don't know anyone. I have zero friends. I'm going to move to a place where people like me and where I like them.
So what you're saying is you're a fucking nerd.
I guess. No. I did read a whole lot
of
books.
What did I tell you? I have a strict no nerd policy on the show.
I love books.
Oh, God. Oh, she's going to make me throw up.
That was the other thing, because I would read in the car on the way to my grandma's.
Oh, I think like while you're driving.
Yeah, like when I was a kid, I would read in the car. I would like sit, because there was an hour drive there and an hour drive back. I would like go through a Goosebumps book every other day.
Like, well, yeah, that's fucking awesome.
And just like rocket through those, and I read a lot, and I was never outside with kids. I was outside with my mom or inside with my dad.
She's a Lisa.
I'm a Lisa. Yeah. I've been a Lisa ever since I was a kid. When people hate on Lisa, I take it personally.
I feel like this episode of Second Shot should be called Girlhood. Because we just got like this entire like deep life history story. And
more like Devinhood.
I would watch this episode if it was Lisa.
I would too.
We should create a Robin Hood character named
There was
Devin
some Lisa-ness in this.
There was.
Bart and Lisa competing for who was better at stuff, and Lisa was student of the month for 48 months straight.
That's what I was going to get at. So, honestly, this episode, I would probably put in my top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ever. It really, like, the first time I watched it, I watched it, like, the day after on Hulu or whatever. I sat there and just like, oh, that's what we're missing from this season. Because I think I might be wrong about this, but this season that this is in, episode 20 or season 27, is the same season where they made Kang and Kodos canon. It's the first episode where Kang and Kodos are not in a Halloween episode.
Oh, really?
Which is probably one of the worst things I've ever done on the show.
That was a weird episode.
Yeah, they get abducted and then thrown into Kang Kodos' zoo.
Oh, what? Wasn't that an episode of Futurama already?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
Pretty much. It was pretty much an episode of Futurama. But that one, I also distinctly remember because, like, I don't know, I do this thing where, like, I take my iPad into the bathroom and I set it up and I'll watch.
Ew.
I watch TV in the bathtub. It's like, I just, every once in a while, I'm just like, hey, I'm going to take like a 2 hour long hot bath and soak myself forever and watch cartoons.
I'd rather watch TV while surrounded in warm water.
I love watching cartoons in the bathtub. So this was one where I was watching it in the tub and I was like, what the fuck am I watching? This is so weird. Like, not that it was bad.
You talking about Bart Hood or the...
No, I'm talking about the Kang and Kodos episode.
No. You could say it's bad. It's a really bad episode.
It was just weird. I didn't think it was bad, bad. I was just like, it's not Halloween. I'm
trying to get her to go against her point.
No, I'm not going to go against my point. I don't think there is a single, other than the Lady Gaga one. And I'm not a Lady Gaga fan, so maybe that's why I just, That one I will say is bad, but this Kang and Kodos one is super weird. I'm trying to figure out what the name of that episode is.
Like, Bart Hood is, like, so, it's almost too saccharine at times. Like, it's so sweet, but it really hits, like, especially if you've seen Bart or Boyhood, it helps contextualize it a little bit and you kind of get the tone. Hmm. But when I first heard they were making a Boyhood episode, I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go. But I watched it and I'm like, oh, fuck, dude. Like, and I've watched it probably like 8 or 9 times now collectively. Like, it's just like, it is so good. Like, I never even thought after 28 years, like, what if Bart and Grandpa had a good relationship? I never, like, that is such a, like, why wouldn't he have a good dynamic with his grandfather since he doesn't have a good dynamic with his father?
That was really cool.
Like, it makes so much sense, but, like, it's never been explored until now, and I'm just like, you can only do it in a What If episode. Like, you can't really, like, you kind of, like, force it a little bit, and they'll have, like, the...
Would you consider this one a What If episode,
100%.
Though?
This is 100%. A What If. 100%. Okay. Because it changes all of the history of it. Like, Bart has no attachment. Like, I mean, if you're looking, like, I don't think the Hellfish episode is necessarily a What If episode, but, like, he couldn't care less about his grandfather in that episode, or most episodes. You know, like, everybody's just kind of brushes off Grandpa in basically every episode. This episode kind of treats him like he's, like, they had a special bond when they were younger.
And, I don't know, that was really awesome with the whole... the bike thing, their connection through that, and just like, I wish Grandpa was still alive. And,
but then the end of it, having like him using his art to like connect somehow to his sister, or at least express how he felt to his sister in the essentially the only way he knows how. I fall for it, man. Like, I'm such a fucking sucker for that shit. Like, I love it.
Which, like, that was similar to the moment with Zia and Lisa in the Holiday of Future Past when she sees Zia really
her like
up
internet
to
room or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, I'm such a sucker for that shit. I love it. That's why. That's again why Lisa's Wedding, I think, is one of the best episodes.
It is, like, amazing.
The image of Homer and Lisa walking hand in hand into the sunset when he's like talking about eating 3 pounds of fudge and then getting on the roller coaster, getting sick, and then riding it again triumphantly. it's so sweet to me. I fucking love it.
That's because that's the one where she like walks in that tent at the fair, right?
It's with Mandy Patinkin as the soy pops.
Yes.
please. The only thing that was bruised in that fall was my spine.
I'm trying to think of like the funniest moments in this episode too.
There's some good ones.
Was it this one or was it the other one where they saw Disco Stew and he's like, I remember when I thought Disco was going to make a comeback. Now I'm just Stew. Nothing Stew.
I'm sure that's this episode. I guess that's Bart Hood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that Homer's ear bleeds twice in the first 2 minutes.
Why is blood red?
This is a really funny one. There's a lot of good jokes that, like, there's so many that just don't pop out. Like, Milhouse becoming a born again after because like, was the cross not big enough?
It totally makes sense too. Like, everybody knows a guy like that.
He falls too far down Bart's hole.
Bart dates Sherry / Terry. That's in a lot of episodes. Yeah. Just like Lisa and Milhouse being together is in a lot of episodes. That's like. Future canon is that Bart dates either or both.
Or both.
But he's always a loser.
Yeah.
And that's I think the nice thing about this one is, other than the time he becomes Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, like he is a loser, but he's able to turn it around.
He's an artist.
Yeah, and he's like everything he does is like in service of something else. Like he's found a create. Like he's not just like in Holidays of Future Past, like, he's just a loser. He's a deadbeat dad. He basically just became a worse version of Homer. Whereas this one, like, he's able to take that chaos and try and hone it in on something, which is, they're always so nihilistic with Bart, or so cynical with Bart. And I like giving him hope. I like that idea of, like, I don't know. I've come to care about these characters after 28 years. Like,
my entire life, this show has been on. All of my entire consciousness has included The Simpsons.
Yeah, I don't know a world it's without
really
it.
Weird to think about.
Like, it's going to end one day.
It's going to end
one
day.
And I'm hoping I'm dead before that. Like,
how many more seasons is it renewed for, as of right
up
now?
Up to season 30.
Okay.
Whatever.
So it'll probably happen. Like, Fox's president basically just said, was like, we don't know the station without it, so it's probably going to go on forever.
Yeah. Harry Shearer quit and then decided not to quit. After this past season, he was like, I'm done.
Yeah, he renewed his contract
until
season 30. And
then he changed his mind.
I thought it was going to end when they were doing all those crossover episodes and when Sideshow Bob finally killed Bart. I was like, oh, they're just like doing all these bucket lists.
Well, that was the Sideshow Bob killing Bart was a Treehouse of Horror. But like, they did a Halloween episode that wasn't a Treehouse of Horror. Like, it was a prelude. It was really weird. Because they even make a joke. It's like, why don't you just go up in your treehouse and tell ghost stories? Like, no, we're doing that next week or something. Like, but, I mean, yeah, they've been doing some weird mixed up stuff. Like, what was the other one they did recently? Oh, Marge and Homer getting divorced. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's happened before where they've broken up and split up. But Homer fucks Lena Dunham. Like, that's a thing that happens.
Like, actually Lena Dunham or a character?
Well, a
played
character
by
played
Lena
by Lena Dunham, but just like basically Lena Dunham.
Yeah.
I mean, but and that then was it, like a it, that wasn't real either.
Yeah.
That
then
was
it turns
like,
out to be a dream.
It was a dream.
I mean, like, you fucking kidding me? You put me through all of that, and then you're just like, no, it's a dream.
You
like,
put me all of that for 20 minutes of my life.
Man, that was honestly like I was really upset when I saw that it happened. I was like,
it is
fuck
upsetting.
You.
It is upsetting.
Like, it hurt.
Almost as bad as Brangelina.
Like, they have a toxic relationship, but man, it's our toxic relationship. let's get into final opinions, unless we have anything else to say about Bart Hood other than how great it is. Nothing negative, Devin.
What's going
to
end first, the world or The Simpsons?
Hopefully the world.
Trick question, same time.
That's true. Can't have one without the other, I guess.
final thoughts. I mean, I don't know the ratio of good episodes to not good episodes in all the later seasons. I haven't watched enough of them. But for these three episodes, I enjoyed every one, so it's a hit for me.
Cool. Yeah. We'll get to Michelle. I mean, you rewatched these episodes. What do you think?
My opinion is the same as it always has been since I did scientific research. I 20 minutes ago or whatever, I don't think I will ever not enjoy The Simpsons. Mm. I think I will watch it until it's not on television, and then I'll go back and watch old episodes until I die, probably.
Yeah. So it's a hit?
It is a hit, for sure.
I have a love-hate relationship with these later seasons. Like, I kind of despise a lot of later season episodes to the point where I'm like, oh, just end it. It's already dead. But then I'm also like, you get moments like Bart Hood or Holidays of Future Past where I'm like, okay, these nuggets are kind of worth it. So, I mean, like, in general, I'll still watch it. It could literally be Homer taking a shit for an hour and a half every week and I would watch it. Like, that's where I'm at in my life. I've dedicated an entire limb to the show. Like, so I mean, it's definitely a hit for me. I will say these are really big highlights of some really low points of the show. And I think even most of these, other than maybe Bart Hood, don't even hit the heights that it did reach. I mean, to be fair, it reached some pretty high highs. So, I mean, there's that. We didn't really talk about much about the later season or the earlier seasons, but I mean, we don't have a... There's no Mr. Plow. There's no... You know, even Springfield, the casino episode, like. But yeah, it's a hit. This is a long way from me saying I like The Simpsons.
Yeah, it's a hit.
I wanted to leave you in suspense. Well, let's do some plugs. Shelly, you got anything to plug?
Well, I guess I'll do a hot scoop I'll give you a hot scoop. I'll give you a hot scoop. It's an exclusive. An exclusive.
Extra, extra. Special 10 cents, treat. Please.
Special treat for people who make it all the way to the end of this episode about The Simpsons,
all
whether they hate it or not. So as of September, I will be taking on co-hosting duties for the Slurmcast.
Oh,
so
wow.
Check it out.
Congratulations.
You were both on it.
Oh, right.
We were all on that
particular
podcast about Futurama.
Oh, that was that show where I had to pee for 3 hours.
Somebody on that show came on.
So,
our show.
Yeah, Slurmcast on your Rick, do some creative differences and prior commitments. Rick Horchie's not going to be on the show anymore.
He basically
so
came up with, he's like,
be...
I fucking hate Futurama. And he's like,
it will
I don't
be
know why I'm doing
myself,
this.
Tommy Roulette, and Pete Woodward Pete. Doing the Slurmcast from here on out.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Tune
yeah,
in.
Listen
to some beautiful guest hosting by comedian Bill Squire.
Squire. His brother was on here for
awesome.
Avatar.
I heard that one. I listened to all of them.
Uh-oh. Ew, why do you listen to this? I don't even listen to it. Because
I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I like yours.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much. You are an amazing guest.
Thanks for having me on.
And we like your podcast.
I liked talking about The Simpsons. Slurmcast
is a great show.
Even though I brought it around to Futurama for a good 10 minutes.
Hey.
We all talk about our base instincts. It's fine.
Simpsons, Simpsons, Simpsons,
Simpsons,
Simpsons, Simpsons. That's the song.
There we go. Got it. We did it.
Well, I think that we can all agree that we've been massively shaped by the brain of that brain.
Definitely been talking.
I cannot wait for that new cartoon.
Yeah, it should be good. Devin, you got anything you want to plug? On your butt?
Still, if you're in Kalamazoo, September 9th, come see Sad Boy Social Club and Let the Hate Flow Through You live at Shakespeare's. September 9th in Kalamazoo, Michigan. If anyone's in Michigan listening to this or wants to drive there, you should go because it's going to be a good show.
Yeah, carpool with Devin. Give him gas money.
Yeah.
Oh, I have one more thing to plug.
Yeah?
Ooh. Hey, so if you like sketch comedy, check out Aldous Mustache on YouTube. And on the Facebooks, and take a peek at our 48-hour film project entry for which
I did win
Best Supporting Actress.
You had to reschedule because
dang.
You won.
I had to reschedule my recording with you guys
because
I had the award ceremony. Check it out. Go watch Auto Fist, the last Aldous movie. We did just get accepted into the Chagrin Documentary Film Festival because... in no way was it a mockumentary. It's totally real.
Totally a doc.
Mock doc.
Take that. Go Google that and watch it.
We'll look that up.
Like their page. Like us on everything.
Yeah, dude.
Sorry for interrupting. I had...
Son of a bitch.
I forgot.
That's okay.
You anything else?
Do I have anything else? At News on Devin on Twitter, as I burp into the mic. At News on Devin on Twitter... follow us at Second Shot Pod on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
SecondShotPod@gmail.com if you want to be on the show.
Yes.
Give us some suggestions. We're looking for Halloween themed. If anyone who doesn't like pumpkin spice, I'm a big fan. Do something in October. We're trying to get a spooky month for October. So if you want to do that, or if you don't like a horror movie that's not Halloween, because I can't sit there and be like, it's Halloween for another hour.
Do Halloween in general.
So,
like,
if you don't like Halloween, you're just not allowed in my house. I mean, that's just.
You're very exclusive in your.
I'm exclusive. Well, and September 9th for me, if you're not in Kalamazoo, is this indoor drive-in where I'm showing The Jerk at May Halls. And if you like, we did just set up a Google Voice. So if you want to call in, leave some voicemails, we might play them on the show.
People can call
us. Yeah, it's cool. I'll throw the number out here real quick. It's 216-309-0942. It's the first time I'm basically reading it. So I wish it was like 216 Shuckard Shot or something like that, but I don't know how to do that.
I'm going to wait until I get a text from the number, and then I'll say, new phone, who dis? And then I'll save it.
Well, yeah, give us a call, text us. I don't think you can text us on that, but just give us a call and leave a voicemail. But yeah, Michelle, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thank
Thanks
you.
For having me on,
this
guys.
A lot of fun. Devin?
I got to watch some good TV for once.
I don't think anybody can love The Simpsons later seasons as much as Michelle.
No, there's more.
I apologize again. Whatever that song is, I don't know. All right, bye.
Bye, bye. April is the cruelest month. Cruelest month.
May's not too bad. All right. You guys ready?
Yes.
I'm not throwing away my shot. I'm not throwing away my shot. I'm not throwing away my shot.